Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I am VJ Smith, the president and founder of the Minneapolis chapter and the national president of Mad Dads all over the country. Want to say hello to our fellow Mad Dads all over in Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, and Iowa, Nebraska, and all the chapters all over the country. Just want to say hello to you, and we will be featuring a lot of those presidents in the near future. So I want you to be ready and prepared to have a discussion with those presidents. And remember, if you're in Minnesota and you're listening and you know anyone that needs help and support with parenting or a healthy relationship, that they can connect with us every Tuesday. And the address is 3023 4th Avenue South. We provide meal and daycare for you, and it's a partnership with Urban Ventures. So healthy relationships and parenting is what we do. We encourage you to come and be a part of that. I want to talk about domestic family violence. It's a serious issue. It is very, very serious because there's different kinds of abuse. There's sexual abuse, intimidation, destruction of personal property, assuming the rights of somebody else, controlling them, isolation and aggressiveness, threats, and then there's verbal and emotional abuse. All that stuff is the kind of abuse that people get from what they call power and control. And so family violence comes out of all that. I don't know about you, but in my life, I can tell you this right now. At the age of 9 years old, my mother left the family, and she never returned. And she left because she was married to an abusive man. And so, therefore, I didn't see my mother again until I was about 48 years old. Now, the serious part about that is this, that abuse can destroy a family. I know it almost destroyed my life. And I don't know if you've ever been destroyed in your life, but family violence was a big part of almost destroying my life. And I feel like sometimes even men get in a position where they can't get the support that they need and get the help that they need. So have you ever been a part of family violence or domestic violence? If you have, why don't you give me a call at 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. That's the call-in number. And I'd like to hear from you and get your thoughts. If you're on the call right now, just push 1, and I'll see the mic come up, and you can talk to me right now. See, physical abuse is even pushing. When you push somebody, you don't think about that you were physically abusive to that person. Yes, you were. You were abusive just by pushing them. Have you ever seen somebody get pushed and say, what'd you do that for? Well, a lot of times, you know, people will think just because you pushed me, that wasn't being violent. I was just pushing you. But no, that was being violent. I've got my co-host sitting there with me now. Melissa, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing today, VJ?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, we're talking about domestic violence, and can we get your take on it?
Yeah, I had to step in the office to get in on the conversation. I grew up and was raised in a household where my father was an alcoholic, and he beat on my mother constantly. My whole upbringing was in fear and trying to make sure my brother and sister were safe and away from all the fighting and arguing, and then I would go and save my mom from getting beat up. Not until I was 15, I finally put my foot down and pressed charges and had my father locked up in prison for terroristic threats to save me and my family from his life of abuse. So it's a kind of a close matter to me.
You know, what was that like for you? At what age did that happen?
From a baby until I was 15, and when I finally got him out of our life.
What was it at? What was that like for you, Melissa, living a life like that with a man that you love, because you love your dad?
Yes, definitely.
I'm sure there was some. What would you say some of the great qualities were about your dad?
Well, he was a good provider, and you know, when he was sober, he was the best dad in the world. But the minute you see him with some liquor in his hand, was the moment you knew to get away and hide and just not be in his presence. So, I mean, he was a good provider and a good father. It's just that when he would drink, he would become a monster. So
his liquor, when he started drinking, he became very, very violent and very abusive.
Towards my mother, yes.
And why do you think he, did you ever find out why he was so violent towards your mother?
Well, I guess his dad was a woman abuser too, so I guess he was raised seeing that, so he mimicked it and just followed down the line of doing it. So his mother used to get beat.
So then that's where we go back to generational curses.
Right.
That people do things because it's been done before. Sometimes we do things and we wonder why we did it. Well, we're doing it now because we've seen our mother do it, or we've seen our fathers or brothers or somebody in our family do it, and that's why we do it. Automatically we do things.
Right, right.
And we do it because somebody has been doing it to us. And as a 15-year-old, is your dad out of prison now?
Yes, he only did 4 years, so yeah, he's been out.
And have you guys reconciled your relationship?
Not really. I mean, he got sick and almost died, needed a kidney transplant. I went and seen if I was a match because I didn't want to see him, you know, pass away. I wasn't a match, but he's still alive. But we don't have we see each other and say hi, but we don't have a relationship like that, no.
And it's hard to have a relationship with somebody that's been so abusive. So for men out there, I just want to say this. A lot of men out there are fathers, they're loving and caring fathers, but love and care means nothing if you're abusing the woman that helped you bring those kids to this earth. There's something about the sickness of wanting to hurt somebody that loves you so very much. And there's something about that that means that you don't have the ability to love back.
Well, yeah, that, and a lot of times it's insecurity, their own insecurities, you know. You basically should want your woman to be a reflection of you and shine as bright as you do, but a lot of these young men nowadays don't want their woman to shine or outshine them, so... You know, that's where the abuse comes in. Like, you know, you're trying to outshine me, you're trying to get more attention, or, you know, it's always me. So.
Well, we're going to go right to it. Melissa, we're going to go. Thank you for sharing with us. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Thank you for sharing. But we're going to go right to the phone, and we got a caller on the line, 6131. Thank you for calling in and walking to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
Hello, this is Patrick Baggett of the Minneapolis Mad Dads.
Hey, Patrick, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you calling. We're talking about domestic violence, family violence.
Yes, sir. Well, I think violence, period, is no good for anyone, and especially the family. I mean, you can't love me and put your hands on me. You know what I mean? You know, that's not how it goes.
Absolutely. And so have you experienced that in your, you know, I mean, through your family or through other families, or have you had any personal experiences with that?
Well, you know, they call it domestic violence now, but I've experienced violence in race relationships, you know, several times, you know, with different individuals in my life. And, you know, I never condone violence in any relationship. I never condone violence, period. And I just think it's absolutely wrong. And I think, you know, when those things happen, the people that's in charge need to step in and handle that situation. That's what I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what advice do you give to a man that thinks it's all right to beat on his woman, to a man that thinks it's all right to abuse his children, to a man that thinks it's all right to sexually and verbally neglect his family? What advice do you give to that person?
If the partner you're with is not making you happy, move on. Kids is going to be kids. That's why we the parents. That's why we teach them to do the right thing. But at the same token, we understand that they're going to make mistakes because they're kids. You don't lash out at them. You correct them. You keep your hands to yourself. You own nobody. You're not in control of nobody. Let a human being be a human being. If you don't like what's going on in the relationship, you got the option to leave.
That's right. I agree with that. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Bagg. We got another call. We'll come back
thank
to you,
you
later. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
You're listening to that was Patrick Bagg on the line. I'm going right to I think we're going right to Kansas City. So we're going
yeah,
to
we're going to Kansas City.
5979. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Kansas City on the line.
Kansas City on the line. How y'all doing today?
Doing
hey.
Great.
That's good. That's good. My name is Marco. I'm with the Minneapolis Mad Dads as well. But I was calling because I used to live in a house where abuse was going on, and it made me a bitter person towards men that put their hands on women, and I'm still a bitter person to men that put their hands on women.
And I think, you know, see what you just said is exactly what happens, and because then at that point, when you see that happen, an alarm system goes off in your head, correct?
Yes, sir, all the time.
What do you say to a man that has to put his hand on a woman? Because I've always thought that it takes a weak man to hit a woman.
That's the same way I think, man. I don't feel like I feel like if you a man and you got to put your hands on a woman, then I feel like the men are scared to put their hands on a man. I don't think they would fight a man. I don't think they got the courage to fight a man.
So any of the men that are out here listening on the show, what do you say to the men that are cowards like that? What do you say to them? What do you tell them?
I tell them just like that, man. You are not a man. Real men do not put their hands on women. Real men treat their woman as a queen, because that's what they is. So that's what you ought to be doing. You ought to check yourself. You ought to really go get you some help. If you got to put your hands on a woman, then you got something going on upstairs psychologically that you need some help with.
Well, you know, I want to thank you very much for calling in to Blog Talk Radio. They listen to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. That was Marco. Thank you very much, Marco. We appreciate that. You know, I was going over some of the signs that you can look at in terms of violence in the community, and verbal and emotional abuse are important, because people think they can say anything to you and you should have tough skin. You know,
yeah.
People tell you tough skin, toughen up.
Right.
But, you know, your daughter Heaven, you won't allow people to just say anything in front of her. She's only 9 years old, right?
Seven.
7 years old.
Yeah.
She's a big girl.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, you won't allow people to just say anything in front of her, because that's abusive.
Yes, it is, and it breaks their when they're that young, it breaks their self-esteem down, you know, makes them feel like they're not worthy, and that's not what we're here to do. We're here to make our kids grow up with a lot of self-confidence and, you know, feel proud of, regardless if they're big or small or, you know, different shapes and colors, we're all the same, and they need to know that, you know.
So one of the things is that verbal and emotional abuse are a few things. When you play mind games, you're abusing someone. When you name call, you're abusing someone. When you criticize somebody, I mean, really bad for no reason. I mean, just to be, sometimes people criticize you and they think it's all right. Or when you put somebody down, you just put them down. That's abuse. You know, we've had people on the team, people just put them down, and they start feeling bad.
Yeah, I've had my moment in life with that. I've always been known as a strong or have thick skin, as I've been told, and I allowed somebody to break me down to that point. And it wasn't physical. It was more mental and emotional that got to me. And, you know, you can always say it won't happen to you until it does happen, but thank God I built myself back up from that. I've cut that person out of my life, and got a straight head now. But you know, if you're always told every day you're not nothing, you're not going to be nothing, after so long you start believing it, you know. No matter how strong you are, you need a positive support team to lift you up and tell you are somebody. And if you don't have that in your life, then you're might go down that wrong road,
you know. Ignoring somebody and giving them the silent treatment, did you know that was abuse?
No.
And I know you're laughing, because you do it. I do it too.
Right.
You do it, right?
Right.
But it's abuse.
Yeah.
It's abuse because, I mean, just think of when somebody, you say, did you hear what I said? And they don't say, just keep walking. That hurts, doesn't it? Now, we try to pretend like that didn't hurt, or that didn't bother me, you know, but it does.
Right.
And you know, I'm just thinking to myself, wow, that's abuse.
Right.
I've been abusing people. I mean, for real, you know.
Right.
I mean, I need
well,
to stop.
Sometimes you just think by not saying anything or paying attention, it's better than saying what really is on your mind, because it could be something negative. So sometimes instead of saying something negative, you just ignore it and not say anything. So.
Well, you know, but that is abuse. And then embarrassing people in front of others.
Right.
That is abuse.
Yes.
And making light of abuse or blaming partners of abuse. That's, even that's abuse.
Wow.
You know, and stalking somebody is abuse.
Yeah.
That is abuse. And then threats are also a part of abuse. So when you pressure somebody to do something, or you threaten them to do something, and you're like, you better do that, or I ain't, you know, or
right.
I'm going to tell, or if you don't do that, I'm going to tell the pastor, or you better do, you know, you can give me some money, or you ain't, you know, you ain't get none of this.
Right. Intimidation.
You know?
Right.
That is abuse. Also, when people threaten you by saying they'll spread rumors or lies, or your partner leaves you and says that I'll commit suicide or hurt myself, that's abuse too.
Right.
That is abuse. All those things are abusive, and when you learn to understand what abuse is, has anybody ever set you down and Melissa said, here's what abuse means?
No. I had to learn that the hard way, so that's why I thought growing up that was the right way, or, you know, I didn't know that wasn't the way that things were supposed to be. In my heart, I knew. That's why I took the path that I did. You know, I stood up against my father. You know, my mom couldn't do it. She didn't have the strength. My brother and sister didn't do it. So somewhere deep inside of me, I just knew that wasn't right, and that's why I did what I did. But now, for my kids, I just say, they are never going to go through that. I'm going to stand by their side and let them know that's not love and what real love is.
Now, isolation and possessiveness is abuse, too. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody who tried to isolate you and was possessive of you?
Yes. Yeah.
And how did you respond? I mean, let's talk a little bit about it.
That's the one person that brought me down to where I've never been before. He took, like, you know, my family was, he told me my family was a bad influence, so, you know, it should always just be him. And then it started to get to being, you know, the way I walked wasn't right, the clothes I wore wasn't right, the way I talked wasn't right, you know, started trying to brainwash me into being somebody that I wasn't. And I let him bring me down to that point. But once I hit rock bottom and I realized it wasn't right, I just broke away from him and started becoming me again.
So what advice do you give to women out there? There's a lot of women in that situation.
Yeah, there
what
is.
What advice do you give to them?
I give women advice to stay strong, stay positive, love yourself first, love your children. Always put you first over a man, because if a man really loves you, he'll be there for you regardless of what's going on in your life. Have positive people surround you and stay on the right path, I guess.
Well, that's great, and I'm proud of you. And I was just thinking, you know how you're on one subject, right? And you're all of a sudden, your mind goes to another subject. All of a sudden, I was thinking about my son, and I don't have to pay his cell phone bill no more. I was so happy. I do not have to pay his cell phone bill anymore. I am so proud. Thank you, Margo. I'm so glad you're working. I'm going to 7329, and how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 7329.
Hello.
73. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Latendra.
You're on Blog
Hello?
Talk Radio.
What
yes,
was
you're
the
on
question?
There.
I'm sorry.
There was no question. We're talking about domestic violence.
Yes. I was listening to that.
Okay, but you pushed a one, which means you want to talk.
No, I didn't mean to push one. I apologize. I just wanted to listen.
Okay, well, great. We're going to let you listen, and we're so glad you're listening. We thank you for listening. We thank you. And next time, don't push one, and then I won't have to embarrass you like that. We love you, Latendra. We love you so very much, and thank you for all the work that you're doing. I want to go back to what you were saying. When you get in a relationship with somebody and you start to have feelings for them, but you find out that they're trying to separate you from the people that have your back or isolate and control you, why is it so hard to back out of that?
I don't know. I guess love blinds people, you know. If you're in love with somebody, you're thinking that you want the best for you guys, so maybe they know the best. And a lot of times they don't know the best, and they do not have you in their best interest. So, but, you know, love's blind. You know, that's a good saying that they always say, and it is. Once you're in love, a lot of things that go on around you, you just don't pay no attention to.
Now, if somebody is monitoring your phone, checking your phone all the time, checking your emails, checking your Facebook, is that abuse?
Yes, definitely.
What makes that abuse?
Well, for one, it's just the trust factor in that, you know, if you don't have trust in your relationship, that right there means that you're based off of a bunch of lies and untruths. So, I mean, if you don't have enough trust in your partner to believe what they're telling you and checking their phones, I mean, you're basically telling them, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. So that's abuse right there. You just don't say it, but you're basically saying it by not trusting them and checking their stuff.
So a person that wants power and control will use those kind of tactics.
Definitely.
Check your phone, see who's calling, call numbers back
right.
if they don't know, and say, hey, how you doing? I used to call my woman, you know.
Right.
You know, you say, you call my man, what you know about my man,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then, you know, your friend will call you and say, hey, dude, call me. Like,
right.
What up with that, you know? And that's the kind of crazy stuff that they do. Another thing that people do in abusive relationships is they try to control your rights. Like, you've been in a relationship with somebody who wanted to make all the decisions?
Right, yes, definitely. Like, where you can go. It's all right to go do things with their friends and their family, but not okay to do things with your friends and your family. You know, that's another part of the control thing, though, you know. Cut all your stuff out and just have it all be about them and nothing about you.
Right, and then the other piece is using double standards.
Right.
Is that, you know, I go out, I stay up till 3 in the morning. You go out, you come back in at 9:30.
Right.
And you better be there when I check.
Right, right.
Now, that's double standards, right?
Yes, it is.
Or, you know, I bring the kids, you watch them all weekend, and when I get ready to go, you still keep the... And when you go out, you take the kids with
right,
you.
Right.
That's double standards.
Yeah.
And creating rules that are hard to follow by, you know, that's double, you know.
Or one-sided rules.
One-sided rules, and then expecting a partner to be available all the time.
Right. No free time.
No free time. That's abuse. That is abuse.
That'll run you ragged quick.
Now, have you ever had a partner that just didn't care how you felt, but expected sex whenever they wanted it?
Yeah. And it gets degrading. That's another, like you said, a form of abuse. You know? You just feel like, God, that's all I'm here for, that's all you want me for, or... You know, sometimes you're just tired because this person puts so much on your plate, you know, take your life away. So when it comes down to that point, who wants to do something like that with somebody that's making them feel like garbage, you know?
Right, absolutely.
If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else or make love to somebody else? It's just not possible.
It is, and you know, you've been out, you've been working hard, you've been taking care of the kids. He comes in and says, man, put the mini in the pumps on. Let's
right,
see. You're
right.
Like, what? I just got to clean the sink and the toilet. I ain't down with that. But sometimes people that are abusive expect whatever they want.
Right, at the snap
like
of a
said,
finger, like, get up and do it.
It's one-sided. Now, physical abuse is this. It's pushing, grabbing, slapping, pinching, arm twisting, hair pulling, choking, kicking, punching, any attempt to hurt or scare a partner under physical force or contact. Blocking your partner from leaving, holding them down, playing too rough after a partner asks you to stop. You're like, stop, I don't want to do that.
Right.
You say, stop, I'm just playing with you, girl.
Right.
Yeah, I know, but stop. You know, I said I'm just playing with you. Then it ain't playing no more.
Right, they crossed the line.
Yeah, because now you done made them mad. So now it's went from just being playing too hard and abusing you like that to actual physical straight-up abuse that went into where you need to call 911.
Right, right, definitely.
And then sexual abuse is coercing or forcing sexual activity and refusing to use protection when asked, like, hey, you know, like, you better, no, I ain't, what?
Right.
You know, that's abuse. That is abuse. And then treating your partner like a sex object and unwanting or uncomfortable touching.
Right.
And then purposely exposing your partner to STDs.
Yeah, that's a big thing there. One thing all these young men and women don't understand, that it takes one time of unprotected sex, and it could cost you your entire life and future. So you got to make sure that no matter how much this other person, man or woman, tells you that they love you, if they love you that much, they would expect you to protect them and themselves.
Well, see, I'm your boss. I don't have to worry about this. But this next form of what they call abuse was intimidation, because you'd never do this to me. But giving the evil eye.
Yeah, I've done that before.
You've done that before?
Not to you.
Do I do that?
No.
Okay,
no,
not to me. You haven't done it. Now, when you give the evil eye, do you think that you're abusing somebody?
No, you don't. I don't, or personally, I don't. I do it as a way of letting the other person know without saying anything that, I got you.
but that's abuse, though. Well,
yeah.
You know, that's abuse. And the evil eye just means that, you know what? If I said what I really want to say, You wouldn't, just like this eye, you don't appreciate that evil eye, you wouldn't appreciate what comes out of my mouth.
Right, and sometimes that's why, like, you know, I mean, now that you say that, I'll probably put it into consideration, but a lot of times I do the eye because I don't want the mouth to say what it needs to because it could be ugly, so I figure don't let that out.
So they say displaying a weapon is a form of intimidation, and of course it is, because somebody shows you a weapon. You know, it's like, you ain't got to tell me twice.
Right.
You going to shoot me down or run, one of the two. And then driving fast and recklessly to scare your partner. You ever been in a car with somebody and they did that to you?
Yes.
And what does that feel like?
I felt like I wanted to jump out the car. I wanted to get out of there quick. And, you know, the intimidation they use, they, you know, every time you would try to open the door, they'll push the gas on harder, or, you know, say something, give you the look, or try not to let you lock the doors.
Yeah. So in other words, that intimidation and that ability to abuse people are serious. If you're in a relationship with somebody and I always thought like this. I remember guys that would beat their women, slap their women, and they felt like this is what you have to do, man. If you want your woman to be in check, you got to slap her. And I wanted to learn a different way because I seen my mom get abused, so I wanted to learn a different way to handle the females that I dealt with. So I used conversation, and I used the ability to debate well, and the ability to talk logic, and
right.
The ability to use my social skills to create the kind of environment that I wanted for the individuals that were around me.
Right.
And that worked out better. And I always found that if somebody bucked me, or if they try to use power, control, or abuse the situation to abuse me, then it was my opportunity to say, this is not working anymore.
Right, right, definitely.
Regardless of how much I care about somebody, I have to say, at some point, it's just not working anymore.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, I kind of took that. I mean, like I said, like just like you, I've seen, you know, one way my entire life, you know, and I kind of knew it wasn't right, but was never told it wasn't right. So a lot of times you have a decision to make. You can either change the path that you and your family are on or continue down the same path of repeated beating up your wife or your mother or your child or whatever, or change it and bring a different environment to your family, bring some peace in. So I just chose to go down the different road. And a lot of times that's hard for me because my entire family's still on the other path, you know, so I'm like the outcast. But I just feel like for my children, that's the best thing for them to see. So it feels good.
Well, that's good. And, you know, I think for you men out there, I know if you got issues with women and you can't deal with them and every time you get upset you want to hit them or slap them or do stuff in front of the kids, you really need to think about that. You really seriously need to think about it. That's not what men do. If you can't control your woman, man, I'm sorry that, you know, you picked a woman that's much smarter than you.
Right.
Or much more talented than you, and you just can't handle her because you've lost respect. Your woman has lost respect for you. And if you can't gain respect, then you need to move around.
Right.
Because I found that if your woman don't respect you, you got to just move around.
Right.
If somebody doesn't respect you, they can say they love you, but if they don't respect you, love don't mean nothing.
No.
It means nothing at all. So any last comments then? Thank you, Melissa. It's been mm-hmm. great having you on the show today. Melissa, we just elected her to be the producer. So next week, what will our topic be about, Melissa?
I think next week we should do some talking on the boxes of love, maybe, or maybe Thanksgiving things you might do for somebody for Thanksgiving, or
okay,
something like that.
We'll do nice things you can do for somebody on Thanksgiving, or something like that. And so it's been nice having everybody on. And wait a minute, I got a caller here. We only got about a few seconds, but let's find out. I think it's 4331.
Yeah.
Let's see who's on the line there. 4331. We're talking about family violence. How you doing? Are you on the line?
No.
4331. Not on the line. Wait a minute. There you go. Oh, there you go. What'd you say?
Michelle, buddy,
oh man. Hey, short buddy, can you give us a little taste of your new song on the video that's coming out, man? Give us a little taste of that little acapella.
I'm sick and tired of being last, G. They took the jobs out of my hood and rode the trains right past me. Stayed on my grind, so I walk. Didn't have a yellow brick road, just the Nikes on that I bought.
Hey, I like that, man. We're talking about domestic violence. Why don't you kind of end this out, man? You came on a little late, I see, but that's, I'm glad you came on. I've been missing you, man. I just want you to know, short body, I've been missing your short body.
Man, the work don't stop, man. I try to be like you when I grow up, BJ, man. You know, I got to put in what I got to put in that dedication first. You know, that dedication is what I'm putting in right now for us. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna speak on that domestic violence. What I want to share about that is, you know, it's basically the big problem with that is that it's the hood mentality, man. You know, when I say hood mentality, it comes from the queens and the kings of our hoods, man. They lack self-esteem, man, to believe that they are kings and queens. And when you got people lacking their self-esteem of who they are and what they really can be and what they can really accomplish, then you get a lot of bad domestic violence cases. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got queens that don't treat themselves like queens. So when the kings see them, they don't even know how to treat the king. So they end up getting domestic violence cases, and they go vice versa. You know, because, you know, my sister, she beat her boyfriends up. So you know what I mean? It goes both ways with it got something to do with that hood mentality, man. We got to break that cycle, man. We got to turn that negative into a positive when it comes to helping our people learn who they are, you know, and the insides first, you know, because we come from a decade where people were, like VJ said earlier, it was cool to put your hands on your girl and check her and tell her what to do and all that stuff, and then she goes home and you go outside and you go cheat on her and come back home like ain't nothing happened, you know what I mean? And that's like normal in our hoods right now as we speak. So it's a big major problem when it comes to, you know, stepping up to that hood mentality, man, and start from the root to everything, where everything started from. You know what I mean? Because you got, like I said, that low self-esteem destroys everybody's concept on how to be with each other, as far as a man and a woman. You know what I mean? So it's going back to, you know, believing in your God, get the talents, and then understanding where we are as a people in order to fix them in both avenues. Because, like I said, if a man don't value himself as a king, then he don't know how to treat no woman like a queen. You know what I mean? Because we always call each other niggas and bitches instead of kings and queens, man. And that's where the roots start from. You know what I mean? We got to put that self-esteem back in our communities, man. We got to let our people know that we can make it out, not even out the hood, but make it for the hood. Show them how to be some positive and be some, you know, a power to be reckoned with this community. You know what I mean? So it's a community thing first. We got to start the community.
You're absolutely right. You know, the Mad Dads was out on street patrol last night, and five brothers was on this woman, man, just calling a bunch of bees and hoes. And the Mad Dad said, hey, man, come on, man. We don't, you know, it's five of y'all. That's only one female. Get, you know, come on. And the guys was like, hey, man, y'all need to move around and get on. We was like, no, man, you just can't treat a female like that. It's five of y'all. It's one woman. I mean, she can't whoop y'all. Why do y'all abusing her like that, you know? And it's sad that our brothers want to allow us to allow our women to be beat on like that.
Right. Thing is, like, see, a lot of them guys out there, man, right now today, it's still guys in the hood that think it's cool.
You still there? Hello? You still there? We lost you.